think we're ready to begin. Right. My name's Adam Gillard. We're here because of Real Reaction. We have in the group.
Ebony, sorry. Ebony, sorry.
Yeah, go for a minute.
N-E-Z.
N-E-Z.
E-R.
And your role is?
I'm the marketing director.
You're the marketing director, okay. Next we have?
Tarek Rahman, T-A-R-I-K.
Thank you. And your role in this is?
Industrial designer.
And lastly we have?
David Cox.
And your user is? Right. This is the agenda for today's meeting. See, opening, acquaintance, tool training, project plan, discussion, and closing. We already got through opening and passed through acquaintance. So, the reason we're here, we're going to design a new remote control, as you probably all know. The very broad overview is original, trendy, and user-friendly. Of course, we'll have to go into a bit more detail than that, but personally, I think that the original is going to be a very key aspect of this design. There's a lot of remote controls out there anyway, so we're going to need something that's really going to set apart. This is how today seems to be going to work. We're going to have three phases, as you've probably already been told, the functional architecture and the detailed design. First one's going to be covering the user requirement spec, technical functions, work and design. Second seems to be conceptual components, properties, materials, and the last one is a detailed analysis of our design so far. Of course, you've all got the similar emails, I believe. What can I say? Ebenezer, do you want to have a, do you want to draw your favourite animal?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to make this quick since we don't have much time. So it's not the best picture in the world. Here we have an elephant. First point, begin with an E, same like Ebenezer. Also, elephants have a very good memory, much like myself. And I can't remember back when I used to live in Nigeria, but I think I used to have a pet elephant. So elephants are big, strong, and gentle, and they have great memories, and they begin with the letter E, just like Ebenezer.
Brilliantly done. Thank you. I would like to have a shot at architecture. You should also have your lapel mic on as well.
Oh, that's good. We can put them on. Okay. Yeah, there's this microphone as well.
Yeah, I'll I'll follow you if you really don't. I'll probably just stick it in your pocket for now, I wouldn't worry too much. Let's have a good drink.
Destroy their outfit. Here we have the tiger. I've always loved tigers. They're biggest cats. Did a project on cats in the wild when I was a kid, and it was my favourite cat just because it looks the best. The stripes, orange. My dad used to talk about it. He's from Bangladesh. He used to tell me about them when I was a kid, and they're just the most feared of animals in the wild. So. Since I met me really cool.
Excellent, thank you very much. Dave, if you'd like to have a touch.
Somewhat oblique reference, in fact, to I have a three-year-old daughter who is affectionately known as Miss Monkey. Monkeys have attitude, which I think is a good thing. And from the point of view of the study of human evolution, they end up right. It's terribly interesting. This one seems to have perhaps more attitude than most.
called best drawing in the world, but it'll do for now. Also not quite as feared as your average tiger, but cats are one of my favourite animals. They're very independent, they're snotty as hell at the best of times, and can you say they've got all of those qualities in an animal? Right. I think we've all managed to master the whiteboard there by the looks of it. So, also, project finance. As you can see, 12.5 euros per unit. That's not a terrible lot as far as I'm aware. And we're hoping to sell them for 25. If we're aiming for 50 million euros, we're going to have to be selling an awful lot of them.
Oh, that was profit, and that wasn't money, so that's the amount made.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, 50 million, and if you're making 12.5 euros in each one, then
yeah,
awful lot need to be sold. Okay, now we better actually just get on with the meat of the project. So, I'm going to guess that we've all used remote controls. Any ideas of where you think a new remote control could go into this market?
One thing I'm aware of, there's a very high price end of the market. There's an emerging market for touchscreen LCD remotes that can be programmed in much more sophisticated ways than sort of conventional models. So you get you can redesign the interface to your own needs. You can program in macros, and you get a much greater degree of that. When you get these sort of 3 in 1, 5 in 1 things, but you can get integration between the different the different things that it's designed to control to a much greater extent. You can have one macro to turn the TV to the right channel, get the rewind the tape with the VCR, and get it to play all things you want, for instance. It occurs to me there might be a niche for a remote that aimed towards some of that sort of functionality, but using a conventional push button design, therefore putting it into a much lower price bracket.
Okay, yeah, that's true. With the price range we're looking at, going for a touchscreen probably
absolutely prohibitive. Yeah.
But you think, again, something to control multiple units in a single fashion?
Yeah, I mean, you get ones that you can switch between multiple units, but something that could operate between multiple units in a more integrated fashion. Ideally something into which we should have some, at least limited facility for running macros.
Would you be idea something along the lines of one on button would turn on, say, the video recorder, the TV, maybe the sound system as well, on one go?
For instance, you press the play button for the DVD player and it turns the TV on onto the right channel as well.
Okay, that sounds like a good strong idea. Any takes on this?
Well, I've noticed that gaming has become quite popular with television. When I was younger, we used to play games using a cable, subscribe to cable device. But our remote controls get worn out really easily, and the remote control is not a great kind of keypad for playing games, so perhaps one that was more specialized for game playing or interactive television. They recently brought out this new remote control for people to set their favorite channels or to record things. Instead of people entering in what time things start, you simply slide a bar to say what time it begins, and slide another bar to say what time it ends. You know, that's
I've seen the barcode design before, yeah.
Yeah, it's taken out the, you don't have to be really clever to use a remote control. I think the game, you know, you want some big buttons for up, down, left and right, and shoot. You want to be able to change angles in interactive television, so you need buttons to change the television angle, the camera angle and stuff like that.
Okay, well, we're beginning to run out of time now, so
yeah.
We've got a couple of ideas we can see, we've got 30 minutes until the next meeting, so we'll have to try and decide on some of the basic functionality, how the user interface might work. That'll be a key aspect, especially if the idea of some kind of macro facility, if you program it, you have to have a lot of response back, or at least some kind. And we're going to maybe try and have to figure out
what the user wants.
What the user wants, yes.
Okay.
Right, has anybody got anything they'd like to add at this stage? Anything you think that might have been missed so far?
Well, when you're talking about the game and stuff, do you think they should have some sort of stick on it rather than buttons?
Okay, that's it.
Like, control, I think, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or is that a bit ridiculous?
I don't see why not. Almost everybody is probably used to a console by now, and all of them incorporate small D-pads in them. In fact, even the mobile phones these days are beginning to use them as well, so
yeah.
It's probably an interface that most people are used to. And that could allow easy navigation, use as a joystick as well.
The other key feature that would be a good idea is to make something fairly sort of ergonomic, something that fits as comfortably as possible into the hand. Of course, it also allows for the possibility of a more sort of slightly unconventional and attractive shape for it overall.
So, small, stylish,
yeah.
And something that's
so
a little bit different.
Sort of slightly sort of biomorphic, which would need to be sort of conformed with the shape of the hand more efficiently anyway.
Okay. That's definitely something that we should be able to do quite easily. Right. I'd say we finish this one up, we'll get started, I'll write up what we've kind of quickly done, and I'll get that out to everybody. Yeah?